Sierra 1 TTR, monitoring. I didn't catch that call there. One more time. Number 9 Whiskey Lima Foxtrot, this is Sierra 1 TTR. Doing pretty good. Just got back up to my room, so I figured I'd hop on the radio for a moment. What was your location there? You're coming in and out wherever you are. I'm up on the 9th floor, so a bit of distance there.
Yeah, I'm just over by the room 21 through 34 over in the convention, the Stevens Convention Center. So I'm walking in my let me just change that. We should not face towards you.
Oh yeah, that's actually much, much better. That last transmission was just coming in much clearer in general, but yeah, much, much, much better there. But yeah, I actually didn't know we had any space at the convention center. Are there any events over there going on right now?
Right now it's all locked up, but there was earlier, and actually we took the Wisconsin Telegram for chat actually took a picture over there because they got a nice wreath on the wall, and it was like, this is a good place to actually take a group photo before the parade or whatever that's called.
Yeah, I could definitely imagine. Always an interesting space to walk by. I hear we're actually doing a little bit more with it next year, which will definitely be interesting how they use it.
I've been wondering the same thing because, how this thing growing and the amount of people, how, that actually has happened. But we'll learn.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to seeing what they actually end up announcing. Speaking of radio stuff, too, I believe there's the fox hunt going on tomorrow, correct?
I'm until 11:30 on the schedule, and I have the AM exam at 1, so let's check the schedule, and they should be both on there.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll definitely go to that first one. Sadly, not quite ready to take my extra exam yet, so that'll have to wait a bit. But definitely looking forward to doing the fox hunt, since I always seem to miss those.
Yeah, because I'm actually working on my extra too, so I have the book and everything, and just with preparing for MFF and homework and stuff, I just didn't feel comfortable. But I've got a friend that. Actually, I offered, I'll pay for your exam fees. Oh, fine. And he literally took and read it twice within a week.
Was that for a technician or extra?
He will be more than likely a new ham. I've got my general right now, and I'm looking to upgrade to extra, especially so I can VE, because I learned in my area of Wisconsin, I'm pretty much the youngest person, so might as well try getting some younger people into the hobby. And 9WF.
Yeah, definitely always good to try and get more people involved. And yeah, I was going to say, if your friend studied for the extra exam in 1 week and passed it right after just churning through the book like that would have been really impressive. But getting the technician really quickly is always good, too, so... that's actually the same reason I'm looking to get my extras to go and help me. Of course, you can do it with a general, but it's not quite as useful then. So, yeah, I was hoping to do it for this con, but, like I said, a little bit more studying needed. KR1 TTR.
Yeah, that book is just one big piece, so it's quite fun. I've been watching Dave Cass's videos, so those help quite a bit. And it's just kind of interesting, yay, this is what this means, this is what this means. How did my aunt pass this?
Wait, your aunt passed the extra or the technician?
She passed the extra before the change. Before it was and they end up, they end up having the, test every single year, and recently, there's someone who's gone from no way to extra in no time at all. They took all three tests in one day, and all of a sudden have their extra ticket.
Wow, that's definitely amazing. In my case, yeah, definitely not the case. I've been doing it piecemeal. I did my technician, I think, about 4 years ago, and then I did my general about a year ago. So, of course, I always do the extra, the one extra test in case I happen to randomly pass it, but didn't happen either time. So, yeah, there's, each time you go up definitely gets quite a bit harder. But, yeah, hopefully I'll actually get it, because it would be nice to actually play around with the HF stuff more. But that said, I still haven't gotten, even with general, I should be able to do some HF stuff and haven't got my radio tone working properly yet. So, still trying to figure that out. Building antennas from scratch seems to be a little bit more temperamental than I expected, but probably not terribly surprising there.
Sorry, I missed part of that transmission because all of a sudden, I'm just walking south to, well, I just came from the Skybridge area, and all of a sudden, a background of this is like, oh, you're an amateur youth? Not me, and all of a sudden, I had two conversations going on.
Yeah, well, definitely having the radio out always gets some attention. Now, I was just saying, yeah, in my case, I always try and take when I took my general, when I took my technician, I took the general test to see if I passed. Of course, I only got one of those. And when I took the general, I took the extra, and of course, only got one of those correct there, too. So I'm always really impressed by the folks who can just do all of them in sequence at the beginning. In my case, definitely haven't made much use of the general license yet. I've been trying to get an HF station going at home, but hasn't quite worked. I've got way too much noise going on. Something I think wrong with my antenna placement. So mostly just been playing around with 2 meter and 70 centimeter so far. But hopefully soon I'll get that working.
Yeah, I agree. See, one of the things with me was I was able to. I got my tech back in 2011 when I was just like, you know what, it's right on campus and I'll just do it. So I did it, and then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I did this for a few years, and then I learned about Field Day, and I've learned about the HF plug ever since.
Yeah, I've actually never been to a Field Day myself. I keep hearing about it. I have no clue what one is like. So I'd actually love to see someone actually do something like that at a FERCon just to experience it, because not only would it be cool for myself, but also probably get some more interest in the hobby for folks stopping by. But that also takes a lot more coordination and trying to figure out how to deal with antennas in a con space, so maybe a little bit of a challenge there. Oh, that's actually pretty cool. Well, I'm actually starting to lose you there a little bit. Your signal's fading, so I'll go ahead and let you go. It was good talking to you. KR1 TTR.
Yeah, I'm over in the south stairwell. That's my line.
Well, always good to get a bit of walking in there. Well, definitely good talking to you. Have a good night. KR1 TTR.
Good night.